John chapter 3. There was a man of the Pharisees, named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. He came to Jesus at night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, because no man could do these miracles that you do, unless God is with him." Jesus answered and said to him, "Truly I say to you, unless a man is born again from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Truly I say to you, unless a man is born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell from where it is coming or where it is going. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus answered and said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Are you a teacher of Israel and do not know these things? Truly I say to you, we speak that which we know and testify of that which we have seen, and you do not receive our witness. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man has ascended up to heaven, but he who came down from heaven, even the Son of Man who is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent snake in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Because God loved the world so much, that he gave the only Son he has ever fathered, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Because God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes on him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only fathered Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Because everyone who does evil hates the light, neither comes to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he who does what's right comes to the light, that his deeds may be revealed, that they are done in God." After these things, Jesus and his disciples came into the land of Judea, and there he stayed with them, and baptized. And John also was baptizing in Aenon near to Salim, because there was much water there, and they came and were baptized, because John was not yet cast into prison. Then there arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying. And they came to John and said to him, "Rabbi, he who was with you beyond Jordan, to whom you bore witness, look, the same baptizes, and all men come to him." John answered and said, "A man can receive nothing unless it is given him from heaven. You yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him. He who has the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy therefore is fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease. He who comes from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthly, and speaks of the earth. He who comes from heaven is above all. And what he has seen and heard, that he testifies of, and no man receives his testimony. He who has received his testimony has confirmed that God is true. Because he whom God has sent speaks the words of God, because God does not measure limit the Spirit he gives to him. The Father loves the Son, and has given all things into his hand. He who believes on the Son has everlasting life, and he who does not believe the Son shall not see life, but the wrath, anger, judgment of God stays on him."